We are on Daf Chof Tes, Amit Beis. We had had a machlokes between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yechanin, Mafger Nezokov, La'achan Nefilos Eines, one is Chayev or Potas. The Gemara had wanted to say that Rabbi Lozer is the one that holds Chayev, because Rabbi Lozer brought down a member b'shem Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Dvorim Einam B'Shusay Shalodom Vason HaKosu Kilayim B'Shusay Ber B'Shus Arab. So we see that Rabbi Lozer holds that even though the Baal was never his, he's Chayev for making a Maise Kriyas HaBaal. So therefore, of the process of elimination, the Gemara understood, so Rabbi Yochanan has to be the one that holds that Mavke Nezokov, L'achan Nefilosoynes is Potter. So let us just start again to get into the swing of the sugya with the lines start getting wide on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mavke Nezokov La'achan Nefilas Pshiya is Potter? Vosnan Hamatzniya Es HaKoitz Es HaZchuchis V'Agoid HaGidrei BeKoitzim Together Shenochal Rishus HaRabim V'Husik Bem Acha Chayiv Beniskoi. This is the Mishnah further. In all these cases, the Yischayu ben Yiskei v'Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that what it says in the Mishnah, Bagoida Gidrei beKoitzim, he made a gather out of Koitzim, Loishonu Elo beMafriya. That is not if the Koitzim are going into the Rishus HaRam, so then he's Chayu. Avo b'mitzamtzim, but if the koisel shall koitzim, together shall koitzim is mamish in his reshuts, and is not going out, not shutting out into the reshuts haram, is potter, so then he's potter. Even though the gather is flush next to the reshuts haram, which, in other words, would be called Ber Bershusoi, Afal Pikain, he's Potter. Mitzamtzem Maitaima Potter. So why is Mitzamtzem Potter? Lav Mishum Dahavale Ber Bershusoi. So it would seem that, according to Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that a Ber Bershusoi is Potter. Now, if we hold that a Ber Bishus HaRabim is Potter, in order to be Chayiv, you have to be a Baal HaBoyer, so then we would have to hold that Ber Bishusai is Chayiv. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that a Ber Bishusai is Potter, that is L'chayre why Mitzamtzim is Potter, Michlal, the Chiyuv of the Ber Bishus HaRabim. So then it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan holds, if he holds Ber Bishus HaYispota, there's a taina of, let us say, according to Shitas HaTosfos, Tuche Bishusi, my boy, you entered my Rishus, I'm not responsible for the Takola that came about since you entered my Rishus. So Ber Bishusai is Potter, so then Ber Bishusai Rabim is Chayiv. So Alma Mavken Nezokov Chayiv. So you see, Klor Rabbi Yochanan's Mavken Nezokov is Chayiv. And you wanted to tell me Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds the Mavken Nezokov is Potter. So the Gemara says, Loi Lomei Meloch Mavken Nezokov Potter. And Ber Bishusai is Chayiv. That I'm sticking to what I said before. Umitzamtzem my time apota.
So why is Metzamtzem Potter Boer Bershusoi? Is Chayev, so why is Metzamtzem Potter? It's a Boer Bershusoi. My time, Metzamtzem, my time of Potter, Mishum Deit Marlo, Omar Avache, Berei de Ravike, Lefi Shein Balkon, Shobnei Odom, Lishachech, Bikesolem. That when a person walks, he never brushes against the geisel. So that means, Boer Bishusoi, Lamaisa could be chayev, because a person walking in the Rishus HaRabim is unaware that there's a Boer next to the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, he can walk in the Rishus HaRabim close to the Boer and fall into the Boer. So Boer Bishusoi is Chayiv. The Boer is a Takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRab. Masha Enkein, if the Boer is a Geder made out of Koitzim, so there, one does not have to consider that this Geder is a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, because instinctively, when people walking in the Rishus HaRabim, they see a Geder near there, not knowing it is Koitzim or other things, but they make sure that there's a difference, there's a Mokim, there's a Richuk between them and the Geder. People do not like to brush against a Geder. So therefore, a geder is never a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So if a person decided to brush Keneged the Kaisel and he got all genizik with the Kaitzim of the Kaisel, so Iyadazik HaNavshe, it's not considered, I made a takola by making this geder, Samach Lushus HaRabim, this is called a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRab. Shein Valkan Shem Niyodam Lishachach Bikesol. So Memele, so it could very well be, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ber Bishus HaRab Mis Potter, Rabbi Loza holds Ber Bishus HaRab Mis Chayiv, and Shalom Al Yisrael. So the Gemara says, but you can't say this whole Shtik Torah, Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, Va Omar Rabbi Yochanan Halocha Kistam Mishneh. We had learned, Rabbi Yochanan had said, we paskin like a stam mishnah, usnan, we learned a mishnah further, achayfa ber b'shus harabim, v'nofel esoichay shoyer oichamer, umeis chayim. And Rabbi Yochanan paskin like a stam mishnah. So now we know klar that Rabbi Yochanan holds, mafkin ezok of lachen nefilis pshiye is chayim, ava ber b'shus harabim is chayim, never was his. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan Oma Chai. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chai. Mid Rabbi Yochanan Oma Chai. Rabbi Lozor Oma Potter. So then Rabbi Lozor has to be the one that holds Mavkin Azok of Lach and the Philos Pshi is Potter. Va Oma Rabbi Lozor Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Shneidvo Meinem Beshusa Yishalodom one of the Zbeir Beshusa Rab. So the Gemara says, Loikasha, Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbe. That means this member of Rabbi Lozo does not necessarily mean that he holds like this. He's saying over a member of Bishem Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said this Tikhtar and he's saying it over. But personally, he holds Ber Bishus HaRabim is Potter. And he also holds Mavkin Azokov, Lachan Nefilos Pshiye is Potter. Let us just see the last line in Rashi. Remember Rabbi Yochanan Hochi the Mafkir Nezokar Potter, Be'er Bishus HaRabim, Al-Machiva the Be'er Bishus HaRabim, even though it's Hefke, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Dvorm Einem Bishus HaRabim. Let us see Taisviz, Ela Rabbi Yochanan the Omar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chayev. That what? Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Mavkin Nezokov is Chayiv. Mavkin Nezokov is Chayiv. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds Mafken Nezorka Bishaye, so then Rabbi Yochanan could hold Ber Bishusay is Potter. So then we could say that the reason Mitzamtzem is Potter as Ber Bishusay. And the whole problem was because she said Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ber Bishusay Rabbim is Potter. So then he has to hold Ber Bishusay is Chayim. It says in the Torah about Laboya, either speaking about Ber Bishusay or Ber Bishusay Rabbim. So Memela, we understood in the beginning that if he holds Mitzamtzem is Potter, so he holds Ber Bishusay is Potter. So Memela, so then he has to hold Ber Bishusay Rabbim is Chayim. That was the Kashi. But now that the Gemara feels ois, that Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds Ber Bishusay Rabbim is Chayim, so then he can hold Ber Bishusay is Potter. Ber Bishusay is Potter, like we learned in the beginning, when like the Makshin. So then we have to understand, so why was it necessary for Rav Ache Bereid Ravike to say, Psanushtik Teure by Ageder Shel Koitzim, it's not necessary anymore. We can say Kibshutai. Rabbi Yochanan holds Ber Bishusay Rabbim is Chayiv. He holds Ber Bishusay is Potter. You don't have to differentiate between a Geder Shel Koitzim and another Ber Bishusay. Why was it necessary for Rabbi Acha Bereid Ravike to say this Shtik Torah? That is Taisvis' problem. Now we can say, like we understood in the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ber Bishusay Rabbim is Chayiv, and he holds Ber Bishusay is Potter. Mikol mokem itzterch leforesh lefi shein darkon shebnei odom lishachach bekesolim. So why did Rabbi the Barav have to say this? Leforesh mas nisna fila kemad machayev Ber Bishusay. That means we're saying pshat in the Mishneh. The Mishneh, there's a machlekes tanoim in the shaila, if Ber Bishusay is chayev potter. No, there's a stam Mishneh that holds Ber Bishusay Rabbim is chayev, so Ber Bishusay can be potter, but could be this Mishneh holds Ber Bishusay is chayev. So why? So how do we understand that a geder shall koitzim, a begeder as gidre bekoitzim is potter? So that's what he wanted to say. Lefi shein darkon shmiyot mischacha bekesol. Wanted to say the Mishnah can go according to Kol Yalma. V'shem Rabbi Yochanan beber b'shusay nami mechay. Could be Rabbi Yochanan can hold both things. Beber b'shusay Rabbim mechay. Beber b'shusay yischay. Dike de sabochi beperi kapor. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Ashefech mayim b'shusara. A person spilled water b'shusaram. V'huzek behem acher, and someone got genizigt, chayev v'niskei, so the shefech is chayev. Amatzniya es ha-koitz ves ha-schuchis v'agoyder es gidre b'koitzim v'geder shenofal v'shusaram v'huzku behen acherim chayev v'niskei. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav, Leishonu Elo Denitnefu Kalov B'may. Now Rav had a problem. How could the Baal HaMayim be Chayiv? L'chayre, it's Karko Ilam Ezikosoi. So the Sarav says the same Shtik Torah like we had on the previous Mishnah. That Nishbora Kadoi Vuhlikechot B'mayim, so there Rav said it's Nitnefu Kalov. So he says also the same thing. The Mishnah is speaking about Nitnefu Kalov. Avul Hu Atzmai, but if he got Kinizik, his potter, Karkoilam, is Ikos. Omalei Ravuna Larav, Lo Yehei Elo Kerifshay. So, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Marav, Amalei Rav Huna Larav, Rav Huna is the Kashe Tarav. L'chayre, when the person poured water, so the water mixed with the earth of the Rishus Haram, and it became refesh became mud. So we could explain the Mishnah that the Mishnah means that he was genizikt through the mud. The Gufa Adam was genizikt through the mud. So Mamela, here you don't have to say Nitnefu Kalo. We can say that he got genizikt from the mud. The Gemara understood. We'll see why soon. That if it's his mud, so then this is not Karka Ilam, this is his mud. Lehei Ela Kerivshei. So the Gemara answers, Mi Sovres de Loitamo Maya. You think it is speaking about the Loitamo Maya, that the water did not evaporate yet, did not become Nivlan de Karka, so it's still a muddy substance. So then we can understand that the Chiyuv is that his mud was masik. No, it's speaking b'detomomaya, it's speaking about that the water became nivla in the karka, and there's no mud anymore. There's only a slippery coating of water still left, and he slipped on the slippery coating, and was karka ilom is ikos. Now, we will have a few difficult rashis. Lo yehei elo kerifshoi. Hamashlich zivloi b'shus haram. Miloi mechai. If a person would have zevel and throw this into the reshus haram, say, he's chayiv. He has his zevel in the reshus haram. Ki lo yiv kiroi. So that what was masik him was his refesh, his mud. The mayim and the offer became ma'urit, became a new entity of tit. Vishaloyu, and it's speaking about it says, Koch is speaking about this, midamukilo betin of kelim. Mechlau de loyafkere. So it's speaking about al Koch. If Rav says it's speaking about that he was, he's chayiv to pay for the tin of kelim. So we said it's speaking about he wasn't mafkir the mayim. And the haboy le chayiv by kelim. So we have to say he wasn't mafkir the mayim. He wasn't mafkir the mayim. So then Rav holds Yechayev al Tsher and Yechayev al Tzkelem. So if it's Layav Kerei, so why do you have to say that he's only Chayev al Kelov? He should be Chayev al Gufay because it's Rivshay, it's his mud. Misovres loitamu mayim, elon iskansu v'nasa refesh. You think the water did not become absorbed in the karka, and it became mud. But the tamu mayu v'nivlu kamei rivein kan refesh. There's no mud. It's speaking about there's no mud, and there's only this hard karka, and he slipped on the water, and it's karka ilam hizikos. Now let us go back. Before we go back, we'll go back to Rashi soon. Let us just see the first Tosfos, and then we'll go back to Rashi. So we have here Ashakla Vitalia. The Gemara is asking Rab, you made an Akimta, speaking about Nitnefu Kalov, his begotten became dirty. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say Pshat that it's speaking about only the begotten got genizik? Say that the mud was masikim. So Tosfos Hodolei Dayik Hochil El Behuchlok Echad Bemayim. Why did the Gemara ask here the Kash? We had the same member of Rav before Nishbara Kadoi Behuchlok Echad Bemayim. So there Rav said it's Nitnefu Kelo. There the Gemara then asked the Kash. lo yehye el kirish boy. The second Mishnah, the more of a sudden asked lo yehye el kirish boy, the kasha could have been asked before. Mishum dahosom lai ayrik sheshofchom bekavone. Because the previous Mishnah is speaking about that an accident occurred. He was niskal. He was carrying a kad. Nishbara kad. The water spilled out. Now, how much water was there in the kad? Who knows how much water was there? There was a revius of water. You can ask a kasha. Became mud? Who told you became mud? I mean, to ask a kasha. But here it says, alayarik sheshofchem bekavon. He didn't pour it in bekavon. Here it says, ashoifech mayim b'shus harabim. He poured water in the reshus harabim. Now, why is this person pouring mayim in the reshus harabim? He wants to water the reshus harabim. That's not his intent. He wants to make mud. I mean, that's why it seems the reshus harabim was oimid l'tashmis harabim. So if a person needed mud, it seems he went into the reshus harabim, he made mud. So ashoifach mayim l'reshus harabim, he poured it b'kavona. So he poured it to make mud. So memela avolochet on ashoifach, mashmish sheshofchom b'kavona b'mokim shenase refesh v'tit. That's the story over here. So Memela, if that's the story, frek the Gemara, so he should be chayiv. Why do you say not davka nitn the full kalof? The mud is his. She should be chayiv on the mud. Inami. Then there's a second teretz. Bereisha ktoni huchlak. Bereisha, it says, he slipped. Here it says huzak, and there it says huzlak. We have to be medayik the lashonis of the Mishnah. Mashme to lay also amaim ela hachloke. There it says he slipped that all nishbara kadoi. The previous Mishnah says nishbara kadoi, b'huchlak b'mayim. So the Mishnah spells out clearly what happened from the water that spilled out b'rishus harabim on the kad. Huchlak, he slipped. So he slipped on the water. So b'vaisois, that's all that he did. He wasn't genizik from the water. He slipped on the water. So memela. So if he was genizik, that's kak oilam is zikosai. But here the Mishnah vuhuzak bohen, he was genizik. So how is he genizik from mayim? Who he? Not the begodim. He was genizik. He was genizik. Some stomach that became mud, and so that's the Gemara's kash. Fine. Now let's go back to Rashi. Lachayre, we are learning that the way Taisva said, let's start Hashayfech. A person, we're speaking about a case, a person poured water in the Rishus Harabim with an intent to make mud, and someone got genizikt with this mud. I mean, that was the Gemara. Kashmir says, speaking about it is that there is no mud. Fine. That's the terrace of the Gemara. But let's still be oimed on the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara understood, Ashayfach, there's mud. So if there's mud, so, you don't want to talk about Kalem. Why is Rav saying his old pisgum of Nitnafu Kalem? So if you'd ask, so let's understand, if that's back of the story, he made mud and he slipped and got genizik from the mud. So what is the chiyuv of this shayfer? So the chayra, we would say, the shayfer is a chayra boir. I mean, he made a boir. He made mud. Mud is slippery. Mud is mazik. I mean, he's a chayra boir. Now, let us start in the middle of Rashi. We'll come back to the beginning of Rashi, because Hochinami. Riv Shehu Daaske, Shinis Avu Hamayim Vo'ofo, Vinasetit. Now, if Rashi would stop here, it would be Meiredik. He made it, and so he's a Kai Rebbe. Rashi, Ledavineinu, does not stop here. And Rashi says, now a whole Megillah. V'shaloyu, it's his. Midemukilo betin of Caleb, because Rav says it's speaking about that the Yishayev on the tin of Caleb. Michlau, the loyakra, see, he wasn't market, it's his. The boy loyakayev boy Caleb, it's his. So kan shayla ben. Why does Rashi have to say this? Let's speak about loyakra. If we're speaking about that he made it, he's a kaira boy b'shusarab. So he should be chayiv. Why do you need to say that leyafkere? So this kasha the Chazanish asks. The Chazanish asks on Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say this? I mean, Rashi is going. So the Chazanish says, Amoyre de Kezach. He says, that's not called a kaira boyer. A kaira boyer means that I made the boyer. Here, he poured the water. That's what he did. Now, is pouring water a boil? Nah, that's not. The water together with dirt makes mud. Now, if he would have been mixing it together to make the mud, no, he made mud in the Rishus HaRav. But he didn't make mud, he just poured water, and the water together with the, that's not his maaser. So als a koirei boir, he's not called a koirei boir. That's why Rashi had to say, but the water says, he was the mafke of the water. Frag the chazainish, good, the water says. But he asking a kashi, she be chayiv, als the tit, als the mud. Now how did the mud become his? So we'll say he wanted to make mud. Fine, he wanted to make mud. But how is he coined it? If you're saying that the whole chiyuv is because it's his mud, so you have to make a ma'ase kinyan. What was the ma'ase kinyan? He's not a kaira boy. We'll buy this. That's not called a kaira boy. But he's high because it's his mud. How is he coined the mud? You have to make a ma'ase kinyan in order to acquire it. This the Chazanish Mutchitzer. He says three terutzim on this kasha. Moire de kechadushim. But the two of the three will say what the Chazanish says. So one terutz he says, he wanted to make mud, so that's called a kinyan chazoke in the karke. That means he wanted, that's called a chazoke. No al godar if yechayrish a karke. This is how yechayrish a karke, that's called I'm being Mesakin the karke, so that's called a tikkun in a mechuba, and you kind of with chazoke. So you have dirt, and I'm making from this dirt mud by pouring water, that's called a chazoke. She kind of with chazoke. It's hefke weistais, I mean, that the dirt of the Rishus HaRabim was available for all tzorche HaRab, so you kind of with chazoke. That's one teretz, he says. Then he says a second teretz, Amoyre de Kezach, he wants to say that it's his water. And he wants to be kind of the mud. I mean, that's his end. He wants to make mud. The problem is Amaisa Kinyan. So he wants to say, so the water is Ke'ilu, it's Kelov, and the dirt that becomes dissolved in the water, so he's kind of the dirt als Kalim. That's called this, like, you don't need a Kalim, you don't need a base kibble, you don't need a pshutik. I mean, if something is in my rishus, so I'm kind of it. So the dirt gets dissolved in my water, so I'm kind of it als Kalim. That's what the Chazanish says. Fine. Now, but there's another problem. What Achreinim ask, which is a Meiridike problem, let's see the beginning of Rashi. Lo yei elo kiriv shoy, the Gemara is takashi ishi bechayiv al tzizrefesh. So Rashi gives a moshul. Hamashlich zivloi bershus harabim. Miloi mechayiv kiloi hefkiroi. if he wouldn't be mafke the zebel, isn't he chai? Rashi goes, kiloi if kiloi. He is mamishay mishamayim. He is taka, pelanoiro. If a person throws zebel into the rishus, he's mamishay koira boyer. If zebel is a substance that people slip on it and people get genizik from it, so he's a mamishay koira boyer. He Rashi to say, also the shtik teire. From the Chazanish Guvi, you see this. Chazanish just said, when he pours water, he's not a Kaira Bayer, because water is not a Bayer, and the procedure of becoming mud, he didn't make. But here, you put Zevel on the Shus Haram. This is Zichar Kaira Bayer. So, this is a difficulty. Why Rashi had to say this over here? Terah Shmuel asks, and others ask it, that it's L'chayre, he is Mamish HaKayre Boyer. One more Ha'or on this Rashi, before we go further. The Chazaynish said Ashtik Teire, a very edel Ashtik Teire, that he's not called HaKayre Boyer, because he poured the water and the water with the earth made mud. But that's not him already. So maybe he's not called the Kairibar. So here, Ashtikal Ha'ore, Rav holds that Boyer is Chayim Mishum Havloi. Now, by Hevel, he made the Boyer, and the Boyer is a entity that it's deep and narrow, and the air can come in, and the air becomes contaminated, and it also comes about, he didn't inject contaminated air there. That wasn't there. He made a Boyer that this boy brought about that there should be Hevel, and that's called his. So why isn't this called his? Why is this worse? He pours water, and from the water it becomes mud, so it should also be the same thing. I had a kasha on the Chazanish, but then I saw the Gedulei Shmuel says, Amira de Kevot. So the Gedulei Shmuel says, that the Pasuk says, Ish Boyer V'Lei Shoyer Boyer. That means as follows, that when I pour water, so the Boyer comes about through the water. The water is my Shoyer. But the Boyer that comes about, it's Shoyer Boyer. That means I put the water down, and then the water itself is making a Boyer, that it's mixing together with the offal. So that's called Ish Boyer V'Lei Shoyer Boyer. My Shoyer makes the Boyer, I'm Potter. My Shoyer came. When I go, when I dig a Boyer, so that's me. I made this entity that is contaminated. It's me. It's not Shoyer. I did it. So if I did it, therefore Yechayev and Havli. Now let us see Taisvis. Midetamu maye, perish, bitamu maye, nami airi. Now, Taisis is saying a merdike zach. We're not saying that the Mishnah is only speaking about loitamu maye. But the Mishnah is not only speaking about bitamu maye. No, it's speaking about all cases, since the Mishnah did not specify exactly what happened. V'neichelei l'ukmi bein tomu bein loy tomu. So, Rav wanted to say the Mishnah is speaking about all cases. He didn't want to get involved to make an akimta. V'davke bekelem, mi l'ukmi davke b'loy tomu u'bein bekelem u'bein ba'atzmoy. Now, I'd like to mention a ha'ore, which I really don't understand. Taisvis, the previous Taisvis, Erst amir dike kashe. We had the same thing on Avchav Ches and Rav said, did the mothers talk about mud, nothing. All of a sudden, and Avlam, good, the layel kerishpai. So Taisvi says two terutzim. One terutz, I said, Udaikum ha-shoifach. He's pouring it. So why is he pouring it? He's not making nisach hamayim, so he's pouring it. He wants to make mud. So it's mud, black, spelled out black on white. It's mud. Fine. We'll see there's another teretz of ha-shoifach. So this teretz of ha-shoifach could be. But then Taisvi says, inami. Inami, it says, let's be medayek to the shyness. There it says, huchlak b'mayim. So, there, if you learn the Mishnah Elach, huchlak b'mayim means he slipped on the water, but the hezek, is he was not kenizik. The Mishnah is speaking about him. He slipped on the water, but he wasn't kenizik from the water. So Rav said that Godem got, but he only slipped on the water. And that brought about that there's the Godem got. But here it says, Huzak Bamayim. Here it says, Huzak. Huzak. Huzak, that means he was Genizik. He was Genizik. Avloch dan Huz, Masha Shebamayim Atzman Huzak. So that's how the Gemara understood Huzak. Huzak means the Mayim was Mazik. So now you have to scratch it. How can the Mayim be Mazik? So Mestomet, speaking matter was Refesh. I mean, that was Huzak. So what is the, so then I really don't understand. So what's the Teretz? Now, Rav wanted to say, 100% true. If there's mud there, 100%, then it's Huzak Kufa, he's also Chayev. But Rav did not want to commit himself that the Mishnah is only speaking about when there's mud. The Mishnah is speaking about also b'detomu maya, and it became the b'detomu, there's no water left, so there's no mud anymore. So therefore Rav had to say Hishtik Teiru was Kalim. I mean, so what, it says Huzak in the Mishnah. I mean, the whole reason why the Gemara asked the Kasha is because it said the word Huzak. Huzak means he was Genizik. So what do you thought? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about that he was. I mean, the Mishnah says Huzak. I don't understand exactly how this stems with Taisus before. Okay. Vim Taima. So good. So you tell me the Mishnah is also speaking about that the water became absorbed from the karka, and there's no mud. Bimtaima itomo maya, so there's no mud, stop, and there's stoma mafkilahu. So, you made such an akimte. So he wanted to make mud, but then we're speaking about that no mud occurred, and there's only a little water left, and there's only karka ilam. So this small amount of water, some stomach is mafke, so why you chayv on kale? V'shleimet d'loy tomu kol kach shloyiu adayin ruyim l'shum dobo. So Taisus says, we have to split the hair. It's not mud, and it's not too much water, but if there's still some uses, 20 cats could still lick up the little amount of water that's there, and we could still have, he wasn't mafkirit, and it's still tamumai. But Taisvis really did not appreciate such a pshat. Now, Taisa says we have a goris ipre avenich, if we be a fakertagirs, and other rishonim a goris faker, then would be gewaltig. We have a goris ipre avenich. The girs of fakert is as follows. Misovres de tomu mayo, the nichnesu ba'ofo v'naseti. You think it's tomu, so tomu meat became mixed up with the yofo and it became teeth. Loida loitomu maya, shamayim, slulim adayim, the mistome, loy afkerino. So memele, so, So there was such a girsa. So according to this girsa, you don't split any hairs. Tomo maya would mean that it became tit, and it became tit. So then nizicha chayimus. That's the galay tomo maya. Somehow it didn't dissolve at all in the offer, and it never became tit. The offer was too hard, whatever it is. So mamela. So according to this girsa, will be very good. Let's go further. Fragt die Gemorre, vetarti lomoli. Now, so, vetarti lomoli. So what does Rashi say? Vetarti lomoli, lashminam b'masnisan tinef Caleb. Why does Rav have to tell us two places, tinef Caleb? Potanina leil nish barakadi bishusarab buchalecha b'mayim bukmarab nami b'dleif kirim b'tin of kelim. Why does Rav have to tell me twice? That means on each Mishnah, Rav is coming to tell us this whole shtik teire, tin of kelim, and shir. So I'd like to mention as follows. From the Ritis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem the whole Kash is on Rav. Rashi seems to be saying this, and that's how the Chedushi Anshe Hashem says Psha. That Lomeli Lashmi Masnisen Tinev Kelem V'Tanina Leil V'Kmarav Nami. I mean, L'Chayre, the mission is b'chal repetitious. We're talking about that it didn't become mud, whatever it is. So we're talking about the same story. The Shofach Maim, Nishbara Kadre, it's all the same story. So why doesn't someone ask the Kash, why do you need two Mishnayas? I mean, same story, water and dust. Here he made it, here Niska Pesheya. So the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. So the Pnei Yeshua says that here it says, Huzak, that he was genizikt. And there it says, Huchlak, there it says he slipped. So here we have the whole picture. That means that Kak Oilam was masakim. That means these two Mishnayis, that Mishnah alone, it says Huchlak. He slipped. So what happened? I don't know what happened. The Mishnah just tells us he slipped. So one could be like Rav and say, hey, he slipped and the Godim got dirty, and the whole shtick tail. But here it says Huzak. Here it says Huzak. There it says Huchlak. So I would think both Mishnayos together are coming to tell us that through the slipping, he got genizikt, and you don't say Ka'akoylam Ezikose. That's according to Shmuel. So the two Mishnayos are, but the Boze Lulame does that. But according to Rav, according to Rav, that Rav says, now both cases are speaking about that he slipped, and the begotten, he wasn't genizik, the begotten were genizik, and finished. So why do you need two Mishnayos to tell me the same thing? So the Gemara says, chodo b'meisa chama, b'chodo b'meisa k'sham. No, the Mishnayos are speaking about two distinct cases. One is speaking about this happened in the winter, and one is speaking about in the rainy season, and one is speaking about happened in the summer. The Sanya, we learned a baraisa, kol eilu sha'amru, poiskim b'vaseim v'gurfin b'oroiseim. Poiskim b'vaseim means, we have to understand, bizman chazal, there wasn't such a sophisticated sewage system the way we have now. And it seems there were sewage pipes, and b'maysak shomim, a person was permitted to open up his pipes, and the water went into the Rishus HaRabim, and it really didn't make too much of a difference, because if you looked at the Rishus HaRabim with the rains falling, it was one piece of mud size, so memela, so added some more. It didn't in any way, so one is permitted to Paiskin Bevesein B'Maisak Shamin. B'Maisak Hama, we have already a dry, flat road. Then one is not permitted to open up his sewage pipes into the Rishus Harab. He has to dispose of the sewage in a different life. So it says like this, Kol Eilu Sh'omru Paiskin B'Beisein V'Gerfa Moreisein B'Maisak Hama Ein Lem Rishus. In the summer, when the Rishus Harab is walkable and there's no kilkulim, I mean, people aren't slipping in the Rishus Harab, you have no right to do this. B'maisak shomim yeshlam rishus. In maisak shomim, you're allowed to do it. We see there was a bazundere takona when Yeshua was in chilas oretz. It's a takona from Yeshua benun. That since this is for the benefit of all the diyorim, so b'rishus, b'maisak shomim, you're allowed to do it. V'af apisher b'rishus imiziku chayovim l'shalom. Even though you're permitted to do it, but it's on your own risk. You're allowed to do it, but it's on your own risk, and you mechuyev to pay. So that's the chiddush could be, ha-shoifach mayim b'rishus harab, means ha-shoifach, he poured it, b'kavone, he was allowed to do it, b'meisak shomi, you're allowed to do it, so a person thinks, I'm allowed to do it. He comes with a license, I'm allowed to do it. You broke your neck, nebuch. I mean, I'm allowed to. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that's the second Mishnah. Mishnah is coming to tell us, even though you're allowed to do it, ha-shoifach, but you're responsible to pay. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'chodim meisak shom mevitzach lashmino, the afogaf, the b'shuskov, the imiziku chayiv l'sham, even though you have a right to do it, you're mechuyiv to pay. Kolelu shomu chachomim mutorim lekalkul b'shus haram. I would understand the lashon better, lekalkul horishus haram, not lekalkul b'shus haram. Kalki, you're permitted lekalkul horishus haram. Beilein, poiskim b'veiseim, what does poiskim b'veiseim means? Lekaleach shoifchim sholahem b'shus haram. You're allowed to pour the shayfchem, the dirty water, in the Rishus Harab. What's a biv? Rashi says, tziner, it's a pipe. Mekalech shayfchem, shal meitash mishabayis lo Rishus Harab. Now, agavulche, I would like to say over, zamachlekes, amiradika machlekes, the sma and the lavush, which is really fascinating. The Sma in Siman Tov Yud Dalet Sif Kotan Vov says as follows. Even though one has permission to do it, Yeshua Benun gave permission, Va'afo Pikein Im Hizik Chayiv, if your Mazik Chayiv, Yeshua Lehisne, Yeshua never gave a green light that if you're mazik, you're potter to pay. You're chayiv to pay. So if you're chayiv to pay, so why do you need to call this Yeshua? Big deal. Yeshua says, you're allowed to do it. If he breaks his neck, you're chayiv to pay. So what's the call this Yeshua? Why do you need this permission of Yeshua? Zuk tesma, v'afal pikein tzrichon l'tnai de Yeshua. The imloi kein, because without Yeshua, t'loi neichelu shiyei nizik v'achikach yishtalem. He says, without Yeshua, I'll go and I'll pour my water in the middle of the Rishus Harabim, in someone's state. Don't you dare do it, I'm gonna slip and I'm gonna break my neck. Don't worry, I'll pay the doctor bills. Shkoyach. Don't pour it and don't pay the deductibles. Very good. You pay the deductibles. I mean, you'll pay the hezek. So forget the without a konish Yeshua, you never have a right to do it. The gam yitzach le'medim le'din, and then this mass says something else. Without a konish Yeshua, you have no right to do it. It'll be gedizik. You'll pay the laundry bill. We're talking about. So without Hakonas Yeshua, a person would not have a right to do it. You're
you're trampling on the rights of the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, that they might slip in those. But Yeshua said, those are Takonis Yeshua, we're all living in the city, it's Utei Baseinu. You're allowed to do it, even though it brings about inconveniences. But we have to understand, if something happens, you're responsible. Udeloi ki'ir shushan. Udeloi ki'ir shushan, not like the Levush, shekos of the Yeshua lo hisne, ela amenas, shekol echod mishamer ezivloi. The Yeshushan shas amoyra de kezach, Yeshua, Takonis Yeshua was, you're allowed to put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. You have to watch it. That's not what you're allowed to hear. So Memele, that was Takonis Yeshua. If you didn't watch it, if you watch, nothing's going to happen. If you didn't watch it, so Memele, so then you have to pay. V'zeh v'adai einoi, this man says, Allah, Yeshua said you're allowed to put it down and that was Yeshua's allowed to put it down, you have to watch it, but you're responsible to pay. So we have a Amiradika Machloikis Pshat, the practical Pshat in this Baraisa, Poisknas Bibese. According to the Ir Shushan, who's Amiradika Zach? You had Mamish, a whole base medrash in the Rishus HaRabim. They poured out the water, and then they were standing there by day, by night. Who knows what they did? They were standing there watching the water, and be careful, and that was what an Erlich Yid was supposed to do. According to the Rishus HaRabim, that was Takonis Yeshua. You're allowed to do it, but you have to watch it. You have to stand there now. The constitution was also, who says you watch, but you're putting a potential takola in the Rishus HaRabim, and we're permitting you to do it on one condition, you stand there and watch, which is Amor de Kechidish. But then, Le'idach Gise, we understand that why is Chayef to pay? That means, you're supposed to watch it, you didn't watch it, you Chayef to pay. We had the first Mishnah, Atzada Shava Shebem, Shmiroson Olecho. You're to watch it. You did not fulfill your obligation, so you have to pay. But according to the Sma, I'm not mechuyiv to pay at all. So, we had mentioned in the beginning of Baba Kama the Chakira from the Gedolei Achayinim, Rab Shimon, and Lamaise, the Labush Mordechai brings this raya. If how do we understand Pshat and the Chiyuv Tashlumim? The Chiyuv Tashlumim is because my moment was Mazik, and if I watched it, I'm Potter. But the Chiyuv is because you're the Mazik. You should have watched it. And if you didn't, that's what we had said, the that's really the first lashon in Rashi on Kol Shechavti Bishmirosei Hichsharti Es Niskoi. Shrashi says, Shechavti Bishmirosei Shenischayavti Lishoimroi Hichsharti Es Niskoi Kloima Im Hizik Hichsharti vizimanti oisi hezik shaloi shemarti v'yofa. Min Rashi and Daftesim at Beis at Klora Diburim. You mechuyiv to watch it, you didn't watch it, you did it, you're responsible. That's, and we had once mentioned the Mirik, shehizik chava mazik l'shalom. Who's the mazik? The owner. You're the mazik, not the shoyer. You're the mazik. You should have watched your show. He's the kava mazik l'shalom. You mentioned this, the Miri and the... So according to the Sma, this is very difficult to understand. Now once asked a kasha, we'll be messiahing with this kasha, there's a gemara in Zvochim. The gemara in Zvochim says, it says by Nachsime, by Chatas Oif, it says, v'lo yavdil. So the Gemara says, know what Vulayavdil means? Not, he's not allowed to be Mavdil. for lo yavdil, he doesn't have to be mavdil. If he wants to be mavdil, he's not mechuyev to be mavdil. Right? That's a very liberal translation of the pasuk. For lo yavdil, right? In fact, the Gemara, ooh, if he can teach a pasuk like this, I have another pasuk. Ishki yiftach b'chayicha v'lo yechasenu. So like this, I was learning pshat, and he didn't cover it. He's mechuyev to pay. But now, v'lo yechasenu, he doesn't have to cover it. He doesn't have to cover it. So let's learn like that pshat. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. It says, v'lo yechasenu, he doesn't have to cover it. So why shalom yishalom? So why is he mechuyev to pay? He doesn't have to cover it. So why is he mechuyev to pay? So the Gemara understood that the Zachiv Teshum only if you were Mechuyiv to make a Shmira on the boil, and you didn't make a Shmira, so then you're Mechuyiv to pay. But if you'll say V'lo Yechasenu, you don't have to cover it. So why is it Shalom Yishalom? I dug a boil, Nebuch, my boil was Masik, you, I'll send you a letter of consolation, I really feel very bad. But I wasn't mechuyev to cover it, so memela so you see from the Gemara lecheref, there's no chiyev shmire, so then there's the can't be a chiyev tashlumim. And here, according to the Sma, we see a meiradik chiddush. The Sma says you're not mechuyev to, you go away, you put it there, you go to the base medrash, mincha, everyone leaves, and someone goes there and breaks his neck. Oh. So he just has to know who was the one that did it, and he pays for it, and Shalom HaYisrael.